Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I'm your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to the industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of the three compelling stories from the pharma world. From price capping to FDA decisions, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's get started. First up, let's talk about the good news this week. Boehringer Ingelheim announced a new initiative that's kicking off on June 1st of 2024. For those eligible, the cost of all their inhaler medications will be now capped at $35 per month. This includes a wide range of products like Atrovent HFA, Combivent Risperidone, Spiriva, and a few more. And they're not stopping there. They're also planning to lower the list prices of some inhalers and will continue providing discounts to patients. This move is a part of a broader industry trend towards more transparent drug pricing. Back in 2019, Eli Lilly faced scrutiny over its insulin pricing, and since then, they and others, including Sanofi, have introduced price caps to make insulin more affordable. Moreover, the Biden administration Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 aims to tackle prescription drug costs, among other goals. It includes measures like requiring drug makers to issue rebates if their prices increase too quickly, and Medicare is also stepping up to negotiate prices for certain high-cost drugs. However, the pharma industry has pushed back with several lawsuits, questioning the negotiation process and expressing concerns over its impact on patients. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Amylyx Pharmaceuticals recently shared that its ALS drug, Relyvrio, didn't hit the marks in a key study aimed at confirming its effectiveness. The Phase 3 Phoenix trial involving 664 adults with ALS didn't show significant improvement in patients' physical function over 48 weeks, missing both its primary and secondary goals. As a result, Amylyx is putting a hold on promoting Relyvrio and is even considering pulling it from the market depending on upcoming decisions with regulators and the ALS community. This comes as a bit of a shock, especially since the drug had initially received FDA approval in 2022 after an advisory committee revised its earlier opinion to support the drug. Relyvrio has been seen as a hopeful treatment for ALS, showing promise in slowing down disease progression in previous studies. Despite the setback, Amylyx isn't backing down. They're still exploring Relyvrio's potential for other neurodegenerative conditions. Now, let's talk about the ugly. The FDA is calling an unexpected meeting of its advisory panel to go over the Phase 3 trial results of Eli Lilly's Alzheimer's drug, donanemab, pushing back the expected approval timeline. The focus is on a deeper review of the drug's safety and its trial's unique design, which includes a limited treatment duration based on the reduction of amyloid plaques and the selection of participants with certain tau protein levels. No specific date for this advisory meeting has been set, meaning Eli Lilly's hope for getting the drug approved by the end of March will have to wait a little bit longer than anticipated. And this isn't the first hurdle for donanemab either. Earlier, the FDA had issues with the trial's design during an attempt for accelerated approval, particularly wanting more data on long-term treatment effects. Despite these challenges, Eli Lilly remains optimistic about the drug's path to approval, pointing out this advisory committee review is a step that other similar drugs have gone through before getting the green light from the FDA. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and the lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, Senior Editor of Pharma Manufacturing, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.